Many thanks, Tim. A bit of a mixed bag of news now. The Norwich Airport gets the thumbs up, as do the Norfolk Broads for an autumn break. But there's also a story of rowdy behaviour on the Broads. Mobile phones feature too, with objections to a potential 82-foot mast. And if you're at the coast, you have mobile signal problems. Norwich Airport's been named among the best airports in the UK. A national survey conducted by the consumer brand Which gathered feedback from 6,000 passengers and rated airports on categories such as customer service, security queues, bag drop and seating. Norwich Airport was ranked 6th in the country, beating bigger airports such as Cardiff, Glasgow and London Heathrow. It received a customer score of 72% and performed strongly in areas such as security and check-in. Passengers praised its efficient operations, shorter queues and relaxed atmosphere compared with larger hubs. Norwich Airport now serves 19 destinations and in the year to March 2025 welcomed almost 430,000 passengers.
The Norfolk Broads have been recognised as the UK's top location for an autumn getaway. Travel booking site Omio created a list of the best UK countryside locations using weather data. The Broads claim top spot, beating the likes of New Forest in Hampshire and the Cotswolds. It receives an average of 9.3 days of rain during the autumn months, with average temperature highs of 14.2 centigrade, making it a relatively dry staycation spot. Horning and Wroxham received an honourable mention for offering a mix of tranquil countryside and charming waterside villages. The booking site described it as the perfect place for those who enjoy the blissful sounds of nature, cosy village pubs and breathtaking seasonal scenery.
A boater says he had to fight off pirates from boarding his vessel with a fire extinguisher in a rowdy incident on the Norfolk Broads. The clash is believed to have happened on the River Ant and was sparked by a row over moorings. A video has been shared online by an account named Pirates of the Norfolk Broads with a soundtrack which resembles the Pirates of the Caribbean film series. In the clip, a small cruiser named Merlin approaches a yacht moored up on the riverbank and two men begin shouting at the owner of the stationary vessel. Foul language is directed towards the boater, who can be heard saying, "You see, you ain't coming in here, mate." River rage is becoming a growing problem in the Broads, and the Broads Authority has said its rangers have faced a rising tide of rowdy behaviour.
Proposals for an 82-foot mobile phone mast could be rejected because of concerns it would tower over nearby homes and cause significant harm to its surroundings. Almost 30 people have objected to Cornerstone Telecommunications' proposal for a 25-metre-tall mast on land in Helston. The telecoms company wants to install the mast along with 6 antennae, dishes and equipment, cabins near Carrowbrett Close, to replace an existing one near Drayton High Road and Hospital Lane. It will be next to Carrowbrett House, a Broadland District Council-owned building used as a training and skills venue, and the council owns part of the land where it will be installed. But the council has had 28 letters of objection, including from people living in nearby Carrowbrett Meadow, with Helston Parish Council also opposing the mast.
A trip to the Norfolk seaside is costing people more than just the price of chips and a Mr. Whippy, with beachgoers reporting shock additions to their phone bills. Poor mobile coverage along the county's coast is causing handsets to latch onto signals from passing ships rather than UK masts. This tricks the networks into thinking the phones are out at sea and automatically switches them to maritime mode, connecting them to satellites via the ships. At this point, customers are hit with roaming charges which apply to calls, texts and data. Charges vary depending on the network, but calls can cost around £5 per minute, while data can run at £10 per megabyte, meaning a few minutes of web browsing or video streaming could cost tens of pounds. Locals and holidaymakers have been reporting such issues over the summer while visiting several beaches, including Sheringham and Munsley, as well as Clye Harbour. Vodafone customer Denise Revel from Munsley said she was billed for roaming while simply sitting on the beach. One holidaymaker was hit with a £10.74 charge from ID Mobile while visiting Sheringham for the day, calling it unacceptable.
Well, with that last news item, we have reached the end of part one. We hope you've enjoyed what we have introduced for you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening. So, with that, it's goodbye from Phil and myself.